The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights, curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. MS disease progression could be monitored with smell test. Study. Evaluating a person's sense of smell may help monitor disease progression in people with multiple sclerosis, according to a recent study. Almost a third of MS patients studied showed signs of smell loss in clinical evaluations, and the degree of impairment correlated with clinical measures of disease, such as disability, MS duration, and cognitive performance. Smell appears to be a disease marker in MS, and patient-reported outcome measures and olfactory ability tests may be introduced into core outcome sets used in clinical trials in MS, the researchers wrote. The study, Smell as a Disease Marker in Multiple Sclerosis, was published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine. An increasing number of studies show MS patients have a loss of sense of smell that can emerge early in the disease, but reports on the prevalence of symptoms vary significantly. Smell tests could be a way to monitor MS progression and the effectiveness of treatments, it's been suggested. A small study found the measures of olfactory threshold, or how sensitive a person's nose is, could predict relapse risk in MS patients. Researchers in Greece investigated whether there's a correlation between hyposmia, loss of sense of smell, and various clinical characteristics in MS patients. The analysis included 115 MS patients with a mean age of 38.7 who were recruited during clinical practice at a multiple sclerosis center in Greece. A total of 56 healthy participants, matched in age and sex, served as a control group. Most patients had relapsing remitting MS, and the remaining had a primary progressive or secondary progressive disease course. Patients had been living with the disease for an average of 10 years and had a mean score on the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS, of 3.7, reflecting moderate to significant disability, but retaining the ability to walk. In self-reports, most MS patients and the control group members reported minimal or no olfactory symptoms. Similarly, most in both groups reported minimal or no taste disorders or nasal discharge. More patients, 96.6%, reported minimal or no nasal or breathing difficulties compared with controls, 80.4%. Self-reported nasal obstruction symptoms and olfaction-associated quality of life did not significantly differ between patients and controls, but patients reported significantly worse nasal symptom-related quality of life. That difference was largely driven by fatigue and sleep disorder, analysis found. A sniff-and-sticks test was used to clinically evaluate different components of smell. This assessment uses three visually identical sticks, each containing odorants at various concentrations, to evaluate a person's ability to detect and distinguish odors. Three measurements were obtained: odor threshold, or the lowest concentration of a single odor that can be perceived; odor discrimination, the ability to distinguish between different smells; and odor identification, which involves sniffing an odor and accurately identifying what it smells like. A person's overall olfactory impairment was determined on a scale of 0 to 48. Based on the performance on these three tests, patients with scores of 30.75 or above were considered to have normal smell. A total of 30.8% of patients had a score below 30.75, indicating hyposmia. Patients had significantly lower scores in the odor discrimination domain and overall olfactory impairment compared with healthy controls. The findings notably contrasted with patients' self-reports, where most said they didn't have an impairment. The discrepancies between patient-reported olfactory ability and psychophysical results have been extensively described and are even more important for people with MS, since this is a multifaceted condition, possibly affecting the person's cognition, mood, and typically inducing fatigue, the researchers wrote. These factors further complicate the valid evaluation of olfaction and render necessary the psychophysical testing, e.g., sniff and sticks test. Results also showed some measures of smell impairment correlated with clinical measures of MS. In particular, worse odor discrimination and greater overall olfactory impairment were correlated with a higher EDSS score, indicating greater disability and a longer disease duration. A better information processing speed was associated with greater odor threshold, odor discrimination, and less overall olfactory impairment. Fatigue was associated with a lower odor threshold and overall olfactory impairment, predicted worse visuospatial memory. The findings indicate olfactory dysfunction might be a useful and easily obtainable parameter to monitor patients with regard to inflammation and neurodegeneration in MS, the researchers wrote, adding that olfactory function is changing in MS in accordance with disease progression and can be used as a disease marker. The addition of MRI measurements and the infection history in the overall patient evaluation is expected to be of increased value for future studies, they concluded. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, Ph.D., on October 5, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Chairborne, a column by Benjamin Hoffmeister, published on October 6, 2022. Don't let the past and future be obstacles while living with MS. While helping me get dressed this morning, my wife handed me a t-shirt from a dresser drawer across the room. It happened to be a shirt commemorating an event from my pre-multiple sclerosis past. It's what you might call a been there, done that, got the t-shirt kind of shirt. And I found myself inspecting it closely before I put it on, fondly remembering something from the past that I can no longer do. When you're living with MS, the past can be problematic. I've gone through periods of not wanting to acknowledge the past, because it hurt to remember my faded abilities. Conversely, there have also been times when I wanted to escape the present by pretending that I was still living in yesteryear. Neither option turned out to be particularly helpful or healthy. I wasn't born with MS. Okay, maybe the genetic predisposition was always there, lying in wait for a triggering event. But if my life were a book, there would be distinct before and after MS chapters. Just like rereading a favorite book, paying a visit to your own past can be a good thing, but life continues and you have to go on to the next chapter and the next until the book is done. You also can't start reading a book in the middle and pretend that all of the chapters that led up to that point don't exist. The past is absolutely vital to the present. I've had my share of not-so-great moments, but my past, for better or worse, shapes my present, and the two add up to shape my future. The future is also problematic when you're living with MS. I spent the bulk of my pre-MS life not considering hope to be part of any worthy plan. Now, sometimes it seems that hope plays a part in all of my future plans. For example, I'll say, I can't plan on having enough energy for blank, but I hope I do. The future hope has to be tempered by present reality, however. I feel like I wasted so much time after my diagnosis, confidently hoping instead of doing the things I could while I could. The I'll do blank when I get better mentality, while optimistic, cost me time that I can never get back. So what's to be done? How do we balance all this? I was sort of hoping you'd tell me. In the meantime, I vow to not forget the past, to hope for the future, while not wasting time wistfully dreaming about it, and to acknowledge my present, even though I refuse to embrace it. To read more columns from Benjamin Hoffmeister and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. A trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.